Today's daf is daf Yud Aleph. So we're on the top of Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph. The Mishnah tells us, Mazgu lo es hakos, if you pour him a kos, vama harini nazir. And the guy says, in response to the pouring of the kos, I'm going to be a nazir. Harini nazir mi menu, I'm going to be a nazir from that kos of wine that was just poured to him. So the halacha is, harei's a nazir. He's a nazir. Ma'isa b'isha achas, there's one to serve an isha. I mentioned this a number of times, that a woman could also be a nazir. We've seen this a couple of times already. So, Ma'isa b'isha achas is once a story of a one woman, Shehayisa shikura. She was drunk, umazgulasakos, and they had poured her another cup of wine, and she was, I guess, so sick of all the drinking. She was so drunk. Amri hareini nazir mimenu. I'm going to be a nazir from the wine. And Amru chacham said, lo niskavnu zu ela lomar harehu alek hakarbon. In this case, the woman said, when she said, I want to be a nazir, she didn't really mean she wanted to be a nazira. She really had enough to drink. She was so sick. She just didn't want to have any. She wanted to say, wine is now going to be usher. It's going to be forbidden to me like a nether, but she didn't take it seriously. So a couple of things just come out of this. I'm thinking right now. Firstly, the Gemara, I imagine, is going to ask Maisha Lister. This is a contradictory. We just said before, if a person says, I'm a nazir, at the coast of wine, they become a nazir. And here, this example, we say she's not a nazir, rather, it's a nether. Number two is, the halachas of when a person makes a statement, you have to be have the right das. And she's a shota, she's a shikra right now. How could anything be chal, let alone forget nazirus and forget nether? Nidarim, nothing should be chal. So I don't know if the Gemara or the Yishonim asked this question, but we'll keep that in mind.
Sounds like Rabbi Huda's opinion also, the idea of, we had a couple of Mishnayos that said, if you see a nazir from something, it's a little miskavna, a korban.
Right, so it sounds like working with Rabbi Huda, right. Okay, so let's see if the Gemara asks any of these questions, otherwise we could look around in the Rishonim. So the Gemara says, the first question we had asked, Ma'isa Lister. This is Ma'isa Lister. It's Amr Sereisha, the Reisha. We said, a person says, I'm going to be a Nazir from this kosher yayin, the Lacha, as I raise a Nazir. V'hadar, the Gemara says, but then the Mishnah goes on to say, Tani, Ma'isa b'isha achas. And the isha achas, Alma b'hai hu da'asir, ha'yeinach v'nashari. Only this particular kosher is going to be asir to her as a nether, but other wine would be mutter, meaning she wouldn't be a Nazir. So this is a Ma'isa Lister. And the Gemara explains, Chasur Mechzer, the Mishnah was missing something. What was the Mishnah missing? Bahachi Katani, the way the Mishnah should be written and read is as follows. Mazgulo esakos, they pour from the kos, Vama harini nazir, and he says, I'm a nazir, mimenu, harei ze nazir. That's what the Mishnah says. Vim shikur hu, if he's a shikur when he says this, Vama harini nazir, mimenu, then the lach is eino nazir. Why is he not a nazir? Didn't he just say, I want to be separate from the kos? My taima, Kimand Amar, it says, if he had said, harei alai karban hu. It's as if he said, when he had so much to drink, he was so sick, he had such a headache, he was vomiting, he didn't want any more. It was as if he said, I don't want this glass of wine, I'm done. As a carbon, as a nether. V'chiteima, if you want to say, Lema hachi savar, maisin l'achvina matarina lei. So let's say you want to say, maybe he was saying to them, he was wanting to bring me another one and be matar me and cause me trouble. So what's the shiloh there? What's he suggesting? The chiteima of the Gemara here. So if you look at the Mefarish here, see the Mefarish on the towards the top, V'chi Tema, the first one in the Gemara, he says, V'chi Tema, ilav, diniskavna l'kabel le'naziris, el lios nidor mimenu. If it's true that he really didn't want to become a nazir, he just simply wanted to not have any more wine from this coast, le mahach, he should have had a different language. He should have said, B'hai lishna harehu alai karbon. Why do you have to say a strange lashon of naziris? He should have had a lashon of karbon. So again, the Gemara says, again, v'chi teima leima hachi, if that's the case, he should have said, I want to make a nether, not a nazir. Why did he use lashon nazir? So the Gemara answers, savar ma'isina le'achrin, he thought they'd bring him more, umitzarin le, and start teasing him, and having wine. So if he says, I'm a nazir, then they're going to stop bringing him wine. Now he really wanted to just make a nether, but to get his friends to leave him alone, he wanted to be extreme and said, nazirus. Say, eima lehu ha'milsa, secretly, I'm going to say something that's definitive, pasuk to separate my friends, stop offering me drinks of wine, but really, it's only nether, and a proof to tell you that such a case is true, they have such an example where a woman was so drunk, and they kept giving her more wine and more wine, she says, I'm a nazir, no more, I'm thinking about myself a nazir, everyone says, oh, you're a nazir now, they step back, but we really knew her true intentions were simply to stop drinking, so it's only bataris nether, not bataris naziris. Okay, very good. I'm just curious to know about this issue of the shikr, how she's able to take a nether or a nazir, naziris, when she's actually a shikr. Exactly. They point this out. It has to be a situation where the Rambam says where she couldn't have reached the shikrus of Lot, because then it wouldn't be chal at all. Okay, so it has to be where she's shikr. She's somewhere in the middle. She's more than tipsy, but not quite the shikrus of Lot. Okay.
Still has that.
What's it called?
Still has that.
Still has that. Then the Mishnah says, Harini Nazir Almanas Shehe Shosa Yain Mitamila Mesim Hareza Nazir Vasapukulam. Guy says, I want to be a Nazir, but you know what? I want to be a Nazir that I'm allowed to drink wine. Or I want to be a Nazir that I can be Mitame Mes. He's basically undermining two of the three big factors of being a Nazir. The only one that's going to apply is not shaving his hair. Still, it's a Nazir and it's Asabakulam because a person can't make a Tanai on the Torah. You made the Tanai is bottle. Tanai Shem Mashkasa Batorah is bottle. So his statement is true, the Tanai isn't true, and he's a Nazir. Yodea ni sheyesh nazirus. The guy says, I am aware of this concept of nazirus, of al any yodea sheha nazir also be yayin. I didn't know that he can't drink wine. I thought maybe, I think of a Nazir, I think of a Shimshon, I think of having long hair. I didn't know that he's not allowed to drink wine. Hareza also, that's not an excuse, ignorance isn't an excuse, and therefore the guy's a Nazir. Rabbi Shimon Matir. Rabbi Shimon says his mutter, which I would imagine means it's not going to be a nazirus at all. But let's see what they say on the side here. If you look at the Mefarish here, Mefarish says Rabbi Shimon Matir, Hoil shalok kibel av elachati nazirus. He only took upon himself half a nazirus. Shalok haya yodesh and nazir also b'yayin. Hareza mutter b'kulon. It's all mutter. And the Gemara is going to explain why that is. So if you attempt to say, again, if you say Almanas, I knew all the halachas, but I'm making Almanas, I don't want Yain to apply to me, that doesn't work. You're a Nazir. But if you talk, I didn't know, so the Chum and Tanakhama Paskins, I'm sorry you didn't know, but you're still a Nazir. Bishman says, no, if you didn't know, then it's not going to be considered good Nazirus, and the Gemara will explain why that is.
So he's not arguing on the first.
He might be. If we get to the Sefer behind Rabbi Shimon, which might be that he has to Adshi Yazir Mikulon, then seemingly that would apply to Tanakam as well.
Because I saw it in the first, in the Tosos Amanasha FBI, and it says that
he's Moda in that case.
Yeah, that Rabbi Shimon's Moda.
Uh-huh. Okay, so we'll see what the Gemara says then. Yodea anisha nazir also b'yayin. I know that a nazir can't have wine. Aval sabar ha'yitza, I thought the shechachamim matirin li. I thought the chachamim would permit me. They know me. They like me. Mipnei she'ein ani yachol l'chayos el b'yayin. I need wine. Wine is how I live. Oh, mipnei ashin ani kover samesim. Or I'm a pauper. I bury the dead. That's what I do as a profession. So for me, I thought they'd be mochel. Hareza mutter. So such a case is mutter. And Rabbi Shimon Oser, but Rabbi Shimon says Oser. So we have to figure out in the Gemara why the back and forth. The Gemara is going to explain all of this. Okay, three cases in the Mishnah. So let's keep them in mind. So Gemara first says, Liflog Nami Rabbi Shimon Bereisha. Why didn't Rabbi Shimon argue even in the Reisha? Rabbi Shimon said by the case of the second case of the Mishnah, if I didn't know that Nazir can have wine, I thought Nazir may have wine. Rabbi Shimon says it's a mutter. The Nazir says it's chal. So why not in the first case? Where I said, I want to be a Nazir, I'll manas that I'm allowed to drink wine. Rabbi Shimon should argue there as well and say that it's mutter as well. So Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, or rather Amar Rish Lakish, Amar Rish Levi it is, probably. Amar Rish Levi, Chalak Haya Rabbi Shimon, Af Bereisha. Rabbi Shimon argues even in the Reisha. You're right. He waited until the second case to argue, but in Echanam he argues in the first case. If a guy tries to be Nazir, only two of the three factors of being a Nazir, it won't be Chal. Aj Yazmikulun. You have to take upon yourself Nazirus for all three mitzvahs of a Nazir, from wine, from mace, and from Hiskalachas. That's all according to Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. Ravina Amar Bereisha lo palag Rabbi Shimon. No, he actually does not argue in the Reisha. He agrees to the Reisha, like Tosfos told us above. He agrees to the Reisha that Nazirus will be Chal. His attempt to say an Almanas will not be effective. My time, what's the reason? Mishum dehavleik masna mashikatsa b'Torah. He tried making a stipulation. He tried making a Tanai on something that the Torah writes. The Torah writes a Nazir can't have wine. You can't make a Tanai on the Reisha. The Tanai is bottle, but his statement still stands. His statement was that I'm going to be a Nazir. So he's a Nazir. Ah, he made a Tanai. The Tanai is bottle because it goes against the Torah. Okay, so that's Machlokis here. So the Gemara asks, according to Bishub and Levi, Amar Lecha, Hay Amnas Kechuz Dami. So he said, Bishub and Levi says back, this Amnas that is being said is like a Kechuz. What does it mean it's like a Kechuz? So if you look at the Tosfos, the medium wide lines down Tosfos, around eight medium wide lines down high, high almanas kechutz dami, ki'ilu amar, it's if he said, harini nazir mikol milsa chutz min hayayin. I'm also from everything, except for wine. Delo havi nazir l'Rabbi Shimon debinan ad shiyad de rekula. That is not an almanas. Rabbi Shimon says that's not a typical almanas. The almanas, even though that language is being used, it's really being used in the way of chutz. Everything except for, everything but this. And everything but that won't work for Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon requires that ad shiyad de rekula, and you have to take a nazir in all parts, yayin, tumas meis, and hiskalachas. And this is like that case of chutz, and nothing to do with almanas. This does not fall into the category of almanas. It's really a chutz, which doesn't work for Rabbi Shimon. That's why Rabbi Shimon Levi thinks that Rabbi Shimon argues even the Mishnah that he's not a nazir. Almanas here is kichutz. So if you look at the Tosa asks a question now, he says, "V'im tomer, wait a second, v'hab mikadesh ha'isha almanas shein la alav sharek shirkus v'ona, ha'de nikudeshes." I say to a woman, I want to marry you, but on the condition that I don't owe you anything. I don't owe you clothing, mizonos, ona. It's good. It's a good kedushin. But the tanai's bottle. So why in that case, by kedushin, do we say the tanai's bottle, but we don't say it's chutz? Meaning, when do we say almanas is almanas, and when do we say almanas is kechutz? Because again, the big difference is if almanas is almanas, so then tanai's bottle, and the statement is held. If almanas is chutz, then that's going to ruin the entire statement. The Tosfos answers v'yesh lomar degavi kedushin shiny. With respect to kedushin, it's a different halacha. The afilu amar beferish chutz. Even if the guy attempted it, even if he said chutz by kedushin, misher lo mahani le dibura the lo mahani dibura de in kedushin lechatzayin. It won't work. I mean, if you did say chutz, so you're right. We could explain tanai by kedushin could also be bechutz there also. But locha by kedushin is a chutz won't affect anything. Your dibur will not affect a half a kedushin. When you say chutz at the end, it really is meaningless. We learned earlier, when it comes to nazir, you have to make a full statement. You have to make a nazir from everything. The moment you say chutz, you haven't taken a nazir in everything, and therefore it's not a good nazir. By kedushin, it works differently. He doesn't really explain fully what's going on here. I'm not fully getting why there's such a difference. He's not explaining the why, but that there is a difference. But we'll leave it at that. Fine. Vayikra in the Gemara. So the Gemara right now has two opinions, whether or not Rabbi Shimon argues even in the first case, where the guy says, Hareini nazir, almanas she'ehashos ha'yayin. Does Rabbi Shimon agree that that will still be a good nazirus and the tanai's batel? Or no, he says, it's like saying chutz, and therefore you weren't yazim yikul, and it won't be a nazirus. And that's the machlokes Rabbi Shimon ben Levi and Ravina. Gemara says now, Tanya, Kivasa de Ravina. There's a Braisa that supports Ravina, which says that Rabbi Shimon argues even on the Braisa, even in the first case of the Mishnah. Amar, the Braisa says, Amar Harini Nazir Amnashe Hayeshosa Yayin.
He doesn't argue.
Oh, that he's not arguing, that he agrees the Mishnah, well, the first case is a Nazirus. That Amar Harini Nazir Amnashe Hayeshosa Yayin. Metame le Mesim. I want to be a Nazir, but on the condition that I could drink wine, or on the condition that I could be Metame Mes. Hari is a Nazir, Vasa Bakulan. He's a Nazir, and he's Asir. He's also in drinking wine. He's also in going mitami lemeis. Bipnei shu masa mashka b'stora. V'chol masa mashka z'b'tora tenor batel. Exactly what Ravina had interpreted within the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, that tenai is batel and the nazirus is chal.
So what the tanya of us is just that we don't see he argues. Is that the point? So is it because we have a tanya kama that says the same thing?
Right. So this could be the tanya kama. So maybe Rabbi Shimon is in a different brisa.
Sounds like. Almost the tanya kavasi is just that we don't see anybody argues.
And the Tosa says because it says amanas is viewed as a tanai, not as kachutz. But that's just that's a tanya kama's position. It's very possible that's good for the machlokas here. It's a good question. What's the raya from the brisa here?
Shimon, the author of the Sefers.
Not sure. It says in the back that Yaakov Birum, there is a whole discussion here.
Oh, the Perish Arush says, because
Right. So the fact they chose the case of Almanas and explaining Amnas means din tanai. That's as far they bring. Kol amasa mashkas b'tara. That must be according to Rabbi Shimon. Okay, very good. The Gemara now says, Yodea ni shenazir also b'yayim. The guy says, I know that a nazir can't have wine. I know that's one of the halachas in the Torah. But I thought that the Chacham would be nice to me. They know that I drink wine. And the halacha was that the Tanakhama thinks you are mutter. In that case, we mutter. The nazirs would not be chal. And Rabbi Shimon thinks it would be asir, that would be chal. So Gemara says, wait a second. V'ha amris reisha asir Rabbi Shimon matir. And the reisha we saw the opposite. Tanakhama thought it was asir. And Rabbi Shimon thought it was mutter. Say manami hareza asir Rabbi Shimon matir. Echanami, the Misha had mixed it up. Even in the Seifa, this last case, it should write that the Tanakhama thinks in such a situation it's asir. Rabbi Shimon thinks it's mutter. We change the gears around. That's the simple answer, simple solution. But then the Gemara says, Ibai zeima liol lo tepech. Really don't switch it around. And you're right, the different opinions of Rishon and Tanakhama are switching. Why? Hasam Resha, in the beginning of the Resha, Kigon Dinazir Mechada, where you took a Nazirus from just one thing, only one Isser, the Isser of shaving, right? You took upon yourself, I want to be able to drink wine, I want to be Mitami Mace, I only want to be Aser to shave my hair. That one thing, so again, kigon de nazir mechadel le rabbanon damri dafil nazir el ba'achas men havi nazir v'aser. So the rabbanon hold in general, if I take upon myself nazirus from just one thing, I become a nazir. And the Rabbi Shimon damar in general, Rabbi Shimon holds ad shi azir mikulam. He holds until you take a nazirus from all three, and that's why you're mutter. So the ratio all makes sense according to what we know in general. Rabbanon only required to take a nazirus from one thing, Rabbi Shimon requires from all things. So that's why the ratio is aser versus mutter. Seifa, what's the reason why they switch positions? Seifa, the neder mikulo, he took a neder or he took a nazirus on all the items. Then v'itzshal michada, and then he had a sheila on one of the elements. Let's say on drinking wine. L'rabbanan d'amri afilu lo nazir elamachas men havi nazir. So he holds as long as you take a nazirus in the first place and one, you become a full fledged nazir. But when you ask for one to remove one, that will also end everything. I mean, Rabbi Shimon thinks one gets the ball start, the ball rolling. So if I start with one usher, then everything becomes usher. If I remove one's mutter, then everything becomes mutter. It all follows the one thing that I'm doing. But according to Rabbi Shimon, it's the opposite. Rabbi Shimon ad shi yazir mikulon. You have to usher all them. Soto kimit shal nami mahay adim asher mikulo. It's going to be asher until you match shil, until you have a shayla on all three of them. They all come as a unit, either all three or nothing. That's how everything makes sense according to this part of the Gemara. This Ibai Sema. Mishum hachi katani. For that reason, we write Rabbi Shimon Oser. Even though the guy had a shayla on one of them, I want to have a shayla on drinking wine. Since you did not ask a shayla on the mace, you didn't ask a shayla on the shaving the hair, you're still asher. That's the second Ibai Sema. And the third Ibai Sema asks, the question being, why did Rabbi Shimon Chacham switch positions from the Reisha to the Seifa? So the third answer is, V'ibai Seima, alternatively, we could suggest, B'nidre Onsen Kamithlagi. They're arguing about Nidre Onsen, where a guy was forced, we'll see the case in a second, he was forced to take a neder, U'b'plukse de Shmuel Ravasi. And it's really a subject to Machlokas Amaroim between Shmuel and Ravasi. What's the Mishnah? The Mishnah back in the Maseches Nedarim, Ditznan. Arba nedarim hitiru chachamim. There are four categories of nedarim where chachamim permitted. They didn't require any hataras nedarim. They don't even get off the ground. Nidrei zrizim. Person takes a neder to be zariz to accomplish a mitzvah. Remember those from back in the. If you look at Tosas here, Tosas tells what nidrei zrizim here refers to in terms of selling an item. I'm taking a neder. I won't sell it for any less than $500. And then I said, I'm taking out there, I'm not going to buy it for more than $400. They both mean $450. They're just trying to be extreme to be a very big dealers. Or the second case is Nidre Shkagos, where there's a certain mistake. He says, if this kikar will be awesome to me if I ate an apple today. He didn't think he ate an apple. Then he remembered he ate an apple. It was a shogi. He completely forgot. That's also mutter. Or Nidre Onsen, which the Mishnah, the Gemara Nidarim told us, where... if you say, look at the Tosos, Nidre Onsen, Mefarsh bin Nidarim, Daf Chav Zayin, Kigon Shehidir Chaver Sheyochel Etzel B'Yom Ploni, V'ir Lo Ones, Shelo Yachol Lavol Etzel. He said, I'm taking a nether if I don't eat by you. And something happened, there was a flood, an earthquake, he couldn't make it over to eat at his house. Im Tzarech Lish, I also nether, Midrabban, and Pligaba, Marai Hasim. That's Nidre Shogigim is another example of where the Chamer Matir, Nidre Onsen, where something happened which he was unable to anticipate. And the fourth case, I skipped a line, sorry. Okay, Arba Nedarim, back to the Gemara. Arba Nedarim, Hetiru Chachamim. Nidrei Zrizim, which we explained. Nidrei Havai, Nidrei Havai, the Tosa doesn't... Oh, here we go. It gives an example of this. Doesn't tell us what this is exactly. What was Nidrei Havai again? It was based on a mistake. Nonsense, right?
Or something extreme.
A guzma, right? An exaggeration, right? Okay, so nidre havai is an exaggeration. Nidre shkagos was based on he forgot something, it was a mistake, and nidre onsen he was something against his will. So those are four categories in the darim where hechtiru chachamim. And on that mishnah, Amar Rav Yehud, Amar Rav Asi, arba nidarim halalu tzrichan sheila chachamim. So Rav Asi felt that even though the hechtiru threw a sheila from the chachamim, you still have to ask a sheila to undo them. And when they said this to Shmuel, the Rav Asi held this way. Amar li, Tana katani hitiru chachamim. Vat amar strichan sheila chachamim. The Tana taught us they're mutter without having to do anything. And you come along, Rav Asi as an amora, and suggest that you require sheila. So that's machlokas. By these four categories, do you require sheila or they mutter mimela? So what's the connection here? So the Gemara concludes: Rabbanan Savri Kishmuel, Rav Shimon Kribiasi. Rabban hold like Shmuel, who holds you don't need anything, and Rav Shimon holds like Rav Asi that you need something. So let's bring it back to our case again. We're talking about a case of a Nazir. So which Nazir? So let's find the who connects this all together. Who connects the dots? The Mefarish maybe. Aha. So Rabban hold like Shmuel that you don't require Sheila in those four cases. Here too also, that's why Rabbi Shimon at the end, when you took upon yourself Naziros, you had a certain assumption. You thought the Chacham would allow you to not have to keep Yayin because you love to drink wine. It doesn't require Sheila. That was a Nidre Shogig, I guess. I'm not sure which category we're working with in here. This would be an Onsen case? Yeah, you're right. No, okay, these are Nidre Onsen. Why is it Nidre Onsen though?
Because just the fact he can't live that way.
Uh-huh.
Or yes,
he's addicted to it.
Yeah, the parent and the Mefarish has two explanations.
Where's the Mefarish?
Or
Ibayis Ema?
Yeah.
So look at the Mefarish. Ibayis Ema, Benidre Onsen Lo Kamif. Oh, exactly, that's what Gemara said. They're arguing about Nidre Onsen. And this case is Nidre Onsen. Why? Bimas Nisen. Hold the Nidre Onsen Hain. Hold the Ein Yachol Lechayas Blo Yain. The guy can't live without wine. He's addicted to alcohol. Oshen Kovin Bosamakam Elazeh. Or the only place to bury. He's the barrier. We'll go with that pshat for now. So since it's nidre onsen, the guy can't live without wine. So he takes a nether. So what's halacha? Does a nidre onsen, does it require a sheila or not a sheila? So chacham hold, it doesn't require a sheila. The nether, the nazir doesn't get off the ground at all, and the guy's mutter. Rabbi Shimon thinks, no, he holds like Rav Asi, that nidre onsen do require a sheila. So to hear, the naziris is going to be chalz aser until he asks for a sheila. Okay, beautiful. The new Mishnah tells us, Harini Nazir, Ralali Galech. So I want to be a Nazir, Ralali Galech Nazir. And it's on me, I want to shave another Nazir. So, he wants to bring, by him saying shaving, it means I want to bring the carbon of another Nazir. I want to be a Nazir myself, I want to bring some other Nazir. Why he said this, I don't know why he said this, but that's what he said. V'shama chaver, his chaver heard him say this. V'amar v'ani, v'alai l'gilech nazir. I also want to be a nazir. I also want to bring some other nazir's carbon. Okay, so the Mishnah says, im hayu pikim, if they're intelligent individuals, megalchon zedzed, let them shave each other's hair and bring each other's carbonos, and then their yotze say their own nazirs, and the yotze say their other nether bring some other nazir's carbon. Vim lav, if they're not individuals that are intelligent, then megalchon nazir machem. So find some other nazir and bring their own carbonos, shave their heads, and some bring other carbonos. Hey, strange Gemara. Why don't we tell them? Why don't we advise them? Right. Give them advice. Give them the proper advice. Right. Had they learned Maseches Nazir, had they wanted to daf yomi, they would know this already. They wouldn't need our advice. So zok the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ibari lehu shama chaveru of amar v'ani mahu. Let's say the guy walked by, he says, Ani, only Vani. He didn't say Vani, and then I also want to bring a Vala Legalech Nazir Acher. He just says Vani. So what does Vani mean? I too. Does it mean Vani Akul Dibur Masher? I, just like him, just like Reuven said, I want to be a Nazir, and I want to bring another Nazir to carbon.
Including the
Shiri. Exactly. Does that mean I also have to bring my own Nazir and someone else's? Oh, Dilma apalaga de dibur mashma. He splits his words. It's only on the first half of the statement that I also want to be a nazir. The second half of the statement about shaving some other nazir's head, that's not included in the statement. That's the suffix of the Gemara. What does it mean when he says just v'ani? Now, imtim salomar, and we always pass like imtim salomar, for the most part. The Rambam passing is like imtim salomar. It's imtim salomar apalaga de dibur mashma aresha or asefa. So let's say you want to say v'ani only means half the statement. Well, which half of the statement? The first half of the statement, which he means he's going to be a nazir, or the second half of the statement, which means he has to just bring some other nazir's carbon. So Gemara says, Toshma, let's bring your raya. Our Misha taught us v'ani v'alai l'galeach nazir. If I see Reuven say that, rather, right, if I hear Reuven saying that, I say, I too, and he also adds on that I want to shave some other nazir. If they're individuals that are intelligent, they should do for each other. Midukamer v'ani v'alai, the fact you have to say both statements, I, and I also need to bring another nazir's carbon, shma amina, v'ani apaga de dibura. It sounds like if you just said v'ani, it would only go on half the statement. Gemara says, okay, Amri in, you're right, the paga de dibura mashma, okay, we already concluded that v'ani is only half the statement. But we haven't concluded, mi aresha o asefa, which one, the first half of the statement that I want to be a nazir, or the second half that I need to bring another nazir's carbon? The Gemara gives, I think, a simple answer from this Mishnah, from the fact that he had to add in the word v'alai l'galeach, the word v'ani alone is al tchias dibur mashma. V'ani is going on the first statement, and that's why he has to add in v'alai l'galeach nazir achir, is to cover the second statement. So Amar Lei Rav Huna says, Brei de Rav Yeshua l'Rava, Mimai, d'hachi. How do you know this is true? Dilma probably should be the word Dilma there, I guess. Hachihu, maybe not, okay. How do you know this is true? Liol emelcha vani achkula di dibur. Maybe the word vani goes on the entire statement. Vimishim valai, my kamar. In fact, they said valai tells me that vani wouldn't be enough on its own, so why does he have to say the word alai? Valai, my kamar. Valai bahamilsa. Valai in these matters. Meaning what? He's simply just doubling his words. He just wants to repeat himself to really solidify his words. You don't need the word valai. You don't really need them. But he did, just vani valai, people repeat themselves sometimes. Dilo temehachi, if you don't say that vani goes on the entire statement, vani's only in half the statement, dilo temehachi, dikatani seifa, if you look at the seifa, which said, harei alai l'galeach chatzi, this we haven't seen, this it must be the Mishnah later on. Yeah, tomorrow's daf. The next Mishnah tells us, Harei alai l'galeach chatzi nazir. I want to shave, or I want some other nazir. I want to bring half his karbanos. V'shama l'chavei rav amar v'ani, alai l'galeach chatzi nazir. And the other guy says, I want to also bring another half of another nazir. So Mishnah says, doesn't tell us what it says there, but hasa mi'ika tartin mili. Are those things two things, two statements?
He didn't accept nazirus on himself. He just accepted l'galeach.
Okay, and therefore what?
So why do you need v'ani and alai? Two things.
Asa ella must be alamai kamar alai b'hamilsa hachnami ki kamar alai b'hamilsa. Just like the Mishnah later on, it can't be v'ani. He says both v'ani and alai later on, but there are no two statements to say v'ani v'alai. So it must be people speak that way. They say v'ani alai just to really strengthen his words, just to be kofel dvarim. Just like in the seifa, v'ani v'alai is simply to repeat himself. So too in the Reisha, our Mishnah today's daf, it also v'ani v'alai is really just to repeat himself and not to say two fragments. So that Amar Lei Rava. Rava says, Hachi Asha. Now this being the case, if that's the case, if all we're learning is that the word v'ani v'alai is coming to repeat himself, so you need the Reisha to teach me that halacha. But Iyamash Bishma Reisha Tzricha. But what about Seifa? Lo Tzricha. You don't have to teach that same halacha again. Meaning the underlying principle here is Vani V'alai is telling me that Vani V'alai is really, we viewed it as repeating the words, the same statement over and over again. So why does Seifa have to teach me that same halacha? Ela, Iyamas Reisha Lo Tzricha, Seifa Lo Tzricha. And if you tell me the Reisha you don't need, then Seifa you also don't need. What does that mean? No confusion. Let's try that again.
In other words, if it was exact, if the Mishnah here needed both words and it was very exacting in selecting both ani and alai, it would make sense then that the seifa simply followed the same language because you needed to use that language for the reisha.
Okay.
Because there's a chiddush to saying the reisha ani and alai. Therefore, seifa just followed the language. But if the reisha didn't need it and the seifa didn't need it, would it have said it in both places without needing it in either place?
Aha. Uh-huh. So Rabbi's rejecting this point. Rabbi says you can't compare the two just because seifa is one way, reisha has to be the other way. Because one, if they're both needed, they're both unneeded, it wouldn't make sense. One has to be needed, one can't be needed. You can't equate the two. So let's read that again inside. Amalei Rava, yeah.
At least one needs to be needed.
At least one.
If both are unneeded, like he's arguing, it wouldn't say it either place. If at least one's needed, I'm asking the safe if it's not needed, because there's only one case. But if at least the ratio is needed, it's mistaber, then the safe would follow the same.
Uh-huh. So let's read that inside then. Amalei Rava, very good. Amalei Rava. Rava says, Hachi Hashta. If you say the reisha was needed, then seifa lo tzricha. You don't need it in the seifa anymore. Tani seifa de lo tzricha, mishum reisha de tzricha. The reason why he taught in the seifa is because the reisha was needed. He wanted to be consistent. But ella yamis reisha lo tzricha. If you say the reisha doesn't need it, seifa lo tzricha, seifa also doesn't need it. Tani reisha de lo tzricha, v'tani seifa de lo tzricha. You're going to teach both cases which are necessary. Let's read that in the mefarish to get it clear, maybe. The last mefarish on the page says as follows: Iyamris bishla reisha. If you say the reisha, the tani va'alai tricha lecha lememar, it says va'alai. You need to teach me mishum deka mekabel babidibura. Ahachi tana b'seifa idach ma'sisin alai delotarch. Just to be consistent, even though you don't need to teach me the halacha va'alai in the seifa, we just taught it because it's juxtaposed to the reisha.
It's not just that you don't need to teach it; it's not even okay in the seifa because there weren't two.
When
to
say aha.
There weren't two things.
Which really,
so it's really
extraneous. It's not, okay. Okay. If you say the reisha, because ani is going back in all the whole statement, and lie is really unnecessary. Are you going to teach me a reisha, a word that's really a halacha, that's really unnecessary? The seifa de lo tzricha, and also the seifa, an unnecessary word. The fact that we have the word alai, it says vaniva alai in the reisha. Why do we have the word vaalai in the reisha? If it's really just a tale, there's no halacha. If the word vani goes in the entire statement, and alai also goes in the entire statement, it's really unnecessary. Why teach in the reisha? The fact that we teach in the reisha must be that there's halacha. That vani goes in half the statement, the first half of the statement, and the word vaalai goes on the second half of the statement. And that's how they reject, who's that, Rav Huna, in order to strengthen the first position of the Gemara. Okay, I guess we'll stop here.
Famous Gemara from you. Next line.
Next line. Chazak Shlichus Osadim. Chazak Adad Shlichus Osadim.
How have you sent some of the Makadesh woman?